The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
The Grace Evangelical Society Seminary, GES Seminary, is getting ready for the 2024 fall semester. You can come study with us, and you'll find out how in the next few minutes. Stay with us. Thank you, friend, for joining us on Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society's radio broadcast and podcast ministry. Find out more about us at faithalone.org or about the seminary we're going to be talking about at gesseminary.org. Now, with today's discussion about the seminary, here's founder Bob Wilkin and administrator Letitia Lee.
I'm Bob Wilkin, and I'm here with Letitia Lee, and Letitia works administration for our school, Grace Evangelical Society Seminary. It's a free online seminary, and the applications are due pretty soon. When are they due, Letitia?
They're due on the July 29th.
July 29th. So let's first of all talk about what classes are coming up in the fall. What's our lineup for classes?
Sure. We offering soteriology taught by Ken.
Okay, soteriology, doctrine of salvation.
Yes. He's also doing eternal rewards.
Okay. And Ken is Dr. Ken Yates.
Yes. And then we're also having Tony Badger.
Who also has a doctorate from Dallas Seminary.
Right.
Yeah. And he's teaching what?
Greek 101.
First year Greek, and he's also teaching hermeneutics, isn't
yes.
he? Yeah.
He is.
Which is interpretation.
Right. And then you're also teaching a Greek class, the third semester Greek.
Okay, so I'm teaching 103, which is on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. The students will translate through 1st, 2nd, and learn more about interpretation or what's called exegesis when it's from Greek or Hebrew.
Right. And then all three of you guys are teaching, team teaching.
Yeah, the Trinity, basically.
Yes.
Theology proper, pneumatology, Christology.
Exactly. And so then we're also having Philippe Sterling teach on Old Testament survey, part one.
Philippe Sterling is a pastor here and pastored for over 30 years. And he has his four-year Master of Theology degree from Dallas Seminary in Old Testament. Is one of our key authors in our Old Testament commentary.
Right. And his course is going to cover from Genesis to Esther.
Genesis to Esther.
Yeah. And then we have David Jansen teaching pastoral ministry.
Okay, and David Jansen has over 30 years worth experience in pastoral ministry and one of our most popular speakers at our annual conference, and he'll be teaching basically introduction to pastoral ministry.
Right, and then we have electives on Logos Bible software, Bible study software, and basically Bill Feast will be teaching the intro to Logos, but there is a prerequisite for that.
Right, and what's the prerequisite?
The student has to have taken a class and successfully passed it from GS Seminary.
And basically, well, we'll talk more about the free part in a minute, but with Bill Feast, he is a professor of mathematics, but he's also an expert on Logos. He loves Logos, uses it 4, 5, 6 hours a day, does all kinds of studies with Logos, and he delights in teaching this class. He's been teaching it now for us for several years, and students just love this class.
Yes, and then we also have John Brummett teaching the more advanced Logos class.
John Brummett has a master's degree from Dallas Seminary and a doctorate, I believe, from Tyndale. And John has learned how to take our magazine articles and convert them all into Logos format so that he has all of our magazine articles fully searchable within Logos. That's kind of neat. And he'll teach students how they can do that sort of thing and advanced Logos techniques.
Right. So the prerequisite for John's class is basically you have to have some basic knowledge and utility of Logos already.
Right.
Or you've already taken the intro to Logos class.
Right.
Yeah.
And those are electives. We offer 22 different courses in our MDiv courses, and then we also have 2 semesters of a thesis. Every student will write a master's thesis at the end. Among those courses, we also offer a few electives that students can take.
Right. And also we're trying to feed some of their short papers possibly into the magazine for GES.
That's right. Now, that's the question of what are our classes like?
Yeah.
And most of our classes require short papers. What we do is all the classes are on Zoom, so the students will spend an hour a week in a Zoom class. We offer two different sections so that some students can meet during the day, some students can only meet at night or on the weekends, and also we have students from Europe or Asia or Africa, and so as a result, we have to have two different time slots for every class.
Right.
So students will be there an hour a week for the Zoom class, and then they also have reading that's required and papers that are required. Most classes have a paper every 2 weeks. So they'll do reading for 2 weeks and then write a short paper, 250 to 500 words. And as you say, if these papers are excellent papers, then the professor will encourage them to expand it out to about 1,000 words and submit it for the magazine.
Right.
Most of the classes have some sort of exam at the end, and the grade is based on the Zoom discussion. Students bring questions each week, and we have interaction in the class.
Right.
And then they also have the five papers and an exam. In the case of the Greek classes, we offer 3 years' worth of Greek, 6 semesters of Greek, and 1 semester of Hebrew. In those courses, they don't have the same papers. The papers are a little bit different. In first-year Greek, they're doing exams and quizzes. In second-year and third-year Greek, we do have papers, although the papers are more honed in on a particular topic, like a word study, a grammatical study, or a textual study if there's a variant in the manuscripts. And so the papers are a little bit different in the upper-level Greek classes.
The Grace Evangelical Society Seminary, GES Seminary, is getting ready for the 2024 fall semester. You can come study with us, and we are now ready to receive your application. GESseminary.org is where you apply, and if you want to begin study this fall, we must receive your application by July 29th. That's GESseminary.org. Classroom size is limited, so let us hear from you soon. Apply now. GESseminary.org.
But the students are basically coming away learning what you would get in a traditional in-person seminary, including homiletics or preaching. We also offer those classes as well. And we believe that this school is going to have a powerful impact.
Right. There's also an option to audit the class, in which basically students need to apply, but they don't have to do the papers, and they'll have a link to the library of videos for their own self-paced study.
Right.
Yeah. So, Bob, what do you think is the primary purpose or need for the school, and why are the classes free?
Yeah, well, let's take the second one first. The reason the classes are free is because of our donors. We have donors who are committed to the fact that we need to raise up the next generation of people who will be carrying this free grace message in churches around the world. And so as a result, they're willing to give money so that this can be free for the students. Now, we pay the faculty members quite well for these classes, and so there's a significant cost to Grace Evangelical Society. But we consider it worth it as long as the students are serious. And the way we determine if y'all are serious is you need to get a B or better in your classes.
Right.
And if you get a B or better, then there's no charge to you. Now, our hope is when students graduate, they will then in turn give money to help pay for the future students. But that's not a requirement. That's just something students may or may not choose to do. In terms of our goal, our aim is to see churches strengthened around the world and churches planted around the world. Our goal is that people who take these classes would be able to start a house church in their own home or in the home of a friend, that also people who are already in churches would become more effective at teaching Sunday school, at women's ministry, at being elders or deacons, all aspects of church ministry.
Right. I think another cost is also having teaching assistants that we need for every discussion.
Exactly. All of our classes have teaching assistants who are helping keeping the discussion moving along. And they will also be involved in helping with various aspects of, like, posting links if I or one of the faculty members mentions an article. Even while the discussion's going on, the teaching assistant can put a link to that article.
Right. They're also responsible for recording every discussion time and also uploading it onto the class Google Drive.
Right. So students can look at it later, or if a student misses one, they've got it.
Right. Exactly. So I just want to put a pitch out there that we do need more teaching assistants because I'm having problems finding enough.
Yeah. So if and we do pay for that.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in taking one of these classes, but you don't want to do the work and you want to get paid, email me at classes@faithalone.org in terms of interest in being a teaching assistant. Okay. So, Bob, why is it that the school's not accredited?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, accreditation seems like a good thing. People want to have an accredited degree. But the truth is, accreditation comes with a heavy price. It's not the financial price that concerns us. It's the doctrinal price. Almost every school that is accredited over time drifts and over time no longer maintains its doctrinal distinctives. It's been widely seen. I remember Dr. John Hanner, church history professor, he said that seminaries typically maintain their doctrinal fidelity for about a generation, maybe two. And within 50 years, they almost all veer off from where they started. And the reason is the accrediting agencies require you to have people with doctorates from liberal schools. Mm-hmm. So the favored schools are schools that are the most liberal. And the faculty members go there, get their PhDs, come back, and they're different.
Right.
And the result is the schools shift. So we're not willing to do that.
Right.
Most people don't know the school I graduated from, Dallas Seminary, was unaccredited until 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that were some of the best years of the school. And after it was accredited, it shifted the school so that the time since 1973, some of the distinctives of the school changed.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so people need to register for classes. Well, they can't register until they're accepted. So they go to classesoffaithalone.org, apply, and then if they're accepted, they can register for class.
Well, actually, the link to the applications forms and to the course syllabi is on gesseminary.org, the website. And then halfway down the page is the Google Drive that will give you all the information that's needed.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you'll sign up for our classes. Realize that they're limited in size. We keep them no more than 10 to 20 students per class. So sign up soon. And remember, keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus. It's free by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, when tongues were spoken in the Bible, were they always known languages? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.